citizens of the world, what do you think are more powerful nuclear forces necessary for national security? What about armed races? Competing to maintain superiority over other nations. Russia's protracted invasion of Ukraine and the worsening situation between Israel and Palestine are claiming lives of countless innocent people, shattering normal life. It seems to me that these global tragedies are deepening distrust and fear among nations, reinforcing the public assumption that to solve international problems, we have to rely on military force, which we should be rejecting. Given such circumstances, how can nations offer safety and security to their people? Is that not impossible? Through the pillars under the Peace Memorial Museum, we can see the senator for the airborne victims. Anyone praying at the senator can look straight through it to the atomic bomb dome. Peace Memorial Park, with these structures on its north-south axis, was built in accordance with the Hiroshima Peace Memorial City Construction Law, enacted 75 years ago today. Built by the people of Hiroshima and many other seekers of peace, it has become a place to memorialize the victims and to think, talk, and make promises to each other about peace. If, after the war, Japan had abandoned our peace constitution and focused on rebuilding our military, the city of peace Hiroshima is today would not exist. Standing here, we can all flee our predecessors' determination to eliminate the scourge of war, trusting in the justice and faith of peace-loving people around the world. Expressing that determination, one Hibakusha continually communicated the spirit of Hiroshima. Now is the time to turn the tide of history, to get beyond the hatred of the past, uniting beyond differences of race and nationality, to turn distrust into trust, hatred into reconciliation, and conflict into harmony. This uplifting sentiment was written by a man who, as a 40 years old boy, saw scenes from a living hell, a baby with skin peeled down to red flesh, next to its mother burned from head to toe, and corpse with its guts strewn out on the dirt. In 1989, a massive people's movement for democracy brought down the Berlin Wall. The predominant symbol of the Cold War, President Gorbachev expressed humanity's collective need for peace and his determination to stop the arms race and nuclear terror, eradicate nuclear weapons, and relentlessly pursue political solutions to regional conflicts. He and President Reagan worked together through dialogue to bring the Cold War to an end, which led to the United States and the Soviet Union concluding the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, they demonstrated that policymakers can overcome even critical situations through resolute commitment to a dialogue. Let us not be resigned to pessimism about the chaotic world situation. Instead, let us be as determined as all forbearers and united as one, with hope in our hearts. Take collective action, while unity will move leaders now relying on nuclear deterrence to shift their policies. We could make that happen. To extinguish the suspicion and doubt that create conflict, civil society must foster a circle of trust through exchange and dialogue with consideration for others. We must spread beyond national borders the sense of safety we feel in our daily lives. The crucial step here is to share and empathize with the experiences and values of others through music, art, sports, and other interactions. Through such exchanges, let us create a world in which we all share the culture of peace. In particular, I call on our youth, who will lead future generations, to visit Hiroshima and take into heart what they experience here. Create a circle of friendship with people of all ages. I hope they will ponder what they can do now and act together to expand their circle of hope. The city of Hiroshima, working with Mayors of Peace, which now has more than 8,400 member cities in 166 countries and regions, will actively support community endeavors to raise peace consciousness. Last fiscal year, approximately 1.98 million people from around the world visited the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum. This record number is evidence of unprecedented interest in the atomic bombed city and the rise in peace consciousness. My hope is that all world leaders will visit Hiroshima, experience the will of civil society, gain a deeper understanding of the atomic bombing, and hold in their hearts the Hibakusha plea, no one should ever suffer as we have. Then, while they are here, I hope they will, with iron resolve, issue a compelling call for the abolition of nuclear weapons. Twice in a row, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference has failed to adopt a final document. These failures have revealed a harsh reality, namely the enormous differences among countries with respect to nuclear weapons. I hope the Japanese government, which has declared repeatedly that the NPT is the cornerstone of the international nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime, will exercise strong leadership, calling all countries to transcend their positions and engage in constructive dialogue toward a relationship of trust. Furthermore, I request that Japan, as a practical effort toward a nuclear weapon-free world, participate as an observer at the third meeting of states parties to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, to be held in March next year. Subsequently, and as soon as possible, Japan must become a party to the treaty. In addition, I demand that Japanese government strengthen measures of support for the hibakusha, including those living outside of Japan. Now that their average age has exceeded 85, the government must accept that they are still suffering the many adverse emotional and physical effects of radiation. Today, at this peace memorial ceremony, marking 79 years since the bombing, we offer our deepest condolences to the souls of the atomic bomb victims. Together with Nagasaki and like-minded people around the world, remembering once again the hibakusha struggle, we pledge to make every effort to abolish nuclear weapons and light the way toward lasting world peace. Citizens of the world, let us all, with hope in our hearts, walk with Hiroshima toward tomorrow's peace.